Galatians chapter 6 and the verse 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary in well-doing. That means, boys and girls, that you shouldn't give up. That you should keep at it, doing good. And don't be discouraged. Don't be disheartened. There are many things that dishearten you, praying. And maybe you've missed prayer and you've stopped praying. You're discouraged. Don't give up. Don't stop. Start praying again. Maybe you've stopped reading your Bible. Maybe you've given up reading your Bible. Don't give up. Don't get weary in reading your Bible. Get back to it. Don't be discouraged. You can come back to it and start again. If you fail and fall, you can come back and start again. You never have to give up. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today. There are some older ones, because they've sinned and failed and fallen, they give up. No, that's not what you do. You ask the Lord to forgive you, and you start again. So don't be weary in well-doing. Never give up. I want to tell you the story of a man called John Erskine. And John Erskine lived in Scotland in the 1500s, in the time of the Reformation. He was a great friend of the Scottish reformer John Knox, and they were much involved in the work of the Lord in Scotland, particularly in that eastern part of Scotland and up there in Angus. Well, John Erskine was a man of means, a man of great influence, a man who not only brought spiritual prosperity to Scotland, but also did many things materially and economically for the nation. And one night he had a dream about he had to build a bridge over the river. It was the River Esk. And before that, that part of the river had to be crossed by ferry, and it wasn't easy and it wasn't always available, ferries, for the amount of travel. And so he received a deep impression in a dream that he had to build a bridge over that river. The dream put fear into him because he had the sort of premonition that something bad would happen if that bridge wasn't built. And of course that was a very important bridge in the centuries that followed, and much good was done to the livelihood of the people through the building of it. And so he was under this impulse to build this bridge. He went to a certain part of the river. He dreamt about the name. A name was given to him, Stormy Grain. And he walked to the river and went to various parts of it. And he met a woman and he asked, what is this part of the land called? And she said, Stormy Grain. And he knew that was the place where he was to build this bridge. He started building it. But then rain season came and there were floods and it swept it away. That didn't discourage him at first. He recommenced again the second time. Again, something similar happened. The bridge was destroyed and washed away. And he was really depressed at that, about to give up. And he went home and he actually took to his bed and he spent a lot of time in his bed because of the depression that came upon him. But while he was in his room, he watched a spider building its web. The web collapsed. He built it again and the web collapsed the second time. And then he watched it build the web a third time. And this time it was successful and the web stayed intact. And the spider could rest in it. And that was a token to him that he should try the third time and he would be successful. And he did. He got a renewed spirit. He got out again and set the men about the task of building the bridge. The bridge was completed and it still stands there to this day. at least part of it, one of the oldest bridges in Scotland. All because he persevered. He kept at it. He didn't let the discouragements make him cease. He didn't let the discouragements make him give up. He didn't get weary in well-doing. Well, he nearly did. But the Lord renewed his strength. And boys and girls and adults too, if you fail, don't give up. Try again. Don't let the devil get the better of you. There's forgiveness for your failures. There's pardon for your falls. And you can get up again, restored, forgiven, and recommence. You can recommence your walk with God. You can recommence prayer. You can recommence your Bible reading. You can recommence your devotion to God. And so, boys and girls, I'm saying to you, don't be discouraged in your prayer life. Don't be discouraged in your Bible reading. Don't be discouraged when you help others. Don't be discouraged when you go about a task and at first you don't succeed, you fail. Don't be discouraged and don't give up. Anything that's good, keep at it. Keep doing the right and the Lord will bless you. So let us all, adults as well as children, not be weary in well-doing, but continue at it. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not.